we probably, hand and heart, thought it would have been tighter on the scoreline, and you know, it would have been very, very tight to the end, and it wouldn't have been as probably a bigger margin throughout the game. But look, we knew from last year against Donegal that we had the ability and the talent and the desire to be a Division One team, albeit we didn't get there this year. That's what we wanted to be. If you're feeling you're at that standard, you must feel you're able to compete with the teams that are of that standard, which is Tyrone. And yes, they're all Ireland champions and all those things, but look, if we want to pitch ourselves, we have to be at that level. And the manner in which we trained and the organisation that Rory and Kieran and the boys have set us up with, we came in with full belief that we could win this game. And look, yeah, the way sort of went a lot more in our favour than we hoped. But look, we'll take it. It was a good one, but nothing's really won. There's no silverware.
Yes, you're referring to that crucial spell late in the first half when Tyrone had a man sent off, Brian Kennedy, an all-star midfielder, and moments later a penalty for Derry. So two very, very crucial stages of the game in favour of Derry.
Yeah, you talk about momentum in games, and the red card, I'd say, was a good momentum swinger. And sometimes you go in periods of the game of momentum and you don't get any scores out of it, or you don't maybe make as much out of it as you should. And, you know, the penalty probably gave us that better reward for it. And you know, we always said that, look, we don't want to be one of these teams that gets to 4 and 5 and takes their foot off the gas and lets teams back into it again. You still have to play the way you have to get to the point where you were 5 or 6 up. So yeah, that was the approach we took.
And you came here with a tactical plan, and you never deviated from that. You stuck to that right from start to finish, even when Tyrone had a man short, and you could have drifted away to a different approach.
Yeah, and you know, that's something we'd prepared for. We'd seen in other games where one man sent off, maybe two, and the game can get kind of frantic and the positional is not as conventional as it would normally be. But look, we've tried these things, we sort of touched on what would happen in these cases, and look, it paid off today, and there was a good bit of organisation between the players and around the middle to make that happen, so it wasn't as frantic for us, you know.
It was built on a defensive approach, but you racked up a big scoreline, you had the men to break at pace, and you had Niall Loughlin and Shane McGuigan in superb finishing form.
Yeah, like Mark and those boys at training, they've been absolutely devastating at training, and every night's a challenge. And look, we knew that if them boys clicked, that we're going to have a good platform for winning the game, especially in scoring power. And you know, we still have a couple of guys come off the bench like Loughlin Murray and all that still have to show and express themselves to the level which we know they can, so we're confident going ahead.
You came to Healy Park with no fear, you'll go to the Athletic Grounds with no fear of Monaghan.
Look, no, we'll give them the respect they deserve. They're a very good team, they've won a couple of Ulster championships as well in the last decade. We can't take anything for granted either, so look, we'll go with a full heart that we can win the game, but we'll not be getting ahead of ourselves over this performance.